Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats volleyball team, Ashlyn McKenna, and Humboldt head football coach, Derek Elman. The Humboldt volleyball team fell 3-0 on the road to Western Christian in the regional final in Hull on Tuesday, falling short of their first state tournament appearance since 2020. I caught up with McKenna after the loss.
You know, they're a great team, and they're greatly coached. I mean, you look at one of their walls, and it's covered in green banners. We knew coming in was going to be a really tough game. But, you know, we gave it our all, and I'm so, so proud of the girls and everything that they've done this season. Oh, it's a tough pill to swallow because we came in firing, and those are the worst ones when you end up short.
Well, Coach, you talked to head coach Verbeek, one of the legends in the state of Iowa. She had a long conversation with you. What did she tell you in that conversation? Is there something you can share from that?
She just told us that we're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the future. So, you know, just keep our heads up high. And, you know, that's one of the best compliments I think that we can get as a program, is knowing that, you know, we're not done yet. And I know that, you know, nothing that we're going to be able to say to the girls or do anything is going to make feel any better. But I just hope that that is that motivation for us to be able to get to that next level.
Coach, you had a lead in all three sets here against this program in Western Christian. I guess just how proud of you the effort here tonight from your team taking over in year two and the year you've had.
I don't think there is a word to describe how proud I am of them and how much that they have given. You know, not even in season, but out of season, how much these girls go and they play. And it just sucks, and it's okay to suck, but just to know that, you know, we have an incredible girls, you know, unfortunately leaving with our seniors, how much they've done for us, but then how much we have coming back.
Coach, how much have the seniors meant to this program in 2024?
Oh, they're amazing. Okay, they're going to be a really tough bunch to be able to let go of, and oh, this one just, it just is really hard. So I'm just proud of every single one of them and how much they bring every single day. And it's the end of our season, but it's not the end of everything. So, you know, just trying to keep our heads up and knowing that we could have had them. So, yeah.
Just that one rotation there in that first set might be the difference here in changing kind of things that happened. What went wrong there in that first set there where you had the lead and then unfortunately Western Christian ends up taking it back?
We just made some mistakes, and they were a team that, you know, watching, they didn't make very many, and they capitalized on every single mistake that we had made, and we made a few going into the end of that first set, but boy, did we have them. And I think that's the worst part about it, is we had them on their toes and we had them scared. And you know, I think that just shows how much of a team that we are and how much we brought, is that we were able to compete with one of the best.
Coach, unfortunately, the road ends here, but if you had to characterize this 2024 team, now that it's all said and done, how would you do so?
They're resilient. You know, it wasn't out of characteristic for us to play slow at the beginning of some of the games. So, you know, for them to be able to come back and give everything that they had all the time, you know, they're just a really resilient team, and I'm so proud of them.
So, Coach, I know you're still swallowing the pill here, but do you have any early thoughts on what's coming back 2025, year three for you next fall?
No, we're just going to sit on this one right now for a while, and that's about all I got going into that, but I wish nothing but the best for the Wolfpack going into state next week.
Well, thank you, Coach. Unfortunately, it ends here, but congratulations on an incredible season. Outright NCC champions for the first time since 2021. First 20-win season since 2021. Here or there away from that first state tournament appearance, right on the cusp since 2020.
Yes, and it was a great one. It was a great ride, and I'm so proud of them. And thank you for all the fans and all the parents that have supported us through this. And, you know, we'll come back next year.
The Humboldt football team trailed 3-0 for three quarters before coming back in the fourth quarter to win 13-10 over the Clear Lake Lions on a 32-yard field goal by Carson Rubel with 8 seconds remaining in the game. The Wildcats with the win advanced to the quarterfinal round to face number 9 Solon after their win over Benton Community. I sat down with Elman post-game to discuss the win.
Emotional roller coaster might be an understatement. You know, it was a battle. You know, it was just one of those classic boxing matches. It seemed like, you know, we threw a punch, they threw a punch, they threw a punch, we threw a punch, and it just went back and forth. And you knew whoever could withstand the most punches was the one that was going to win. And we were able to withstand and give our field goal kicker an opportunity, and he took full advantage. And so proud of that kid. I mean, that's a clutch opportunity, or, you know, big time opportunity for a kid rolling in, and he was ready. I mean, both of those field goals were right down the pipe.
The embrace on the sideline, Carson Ruber runs up, the emotion that we saw out of that, just what was running through your mind as you see Ruble sends that one through the uprights to put your team up here late?
Told him I loved him. I mean, that was it. It was one of those where, you know, he's kicked those in practice. We run 2 minute in practice every week, twice a week, and, you know, there's situations, oh, we're down two or we're tied or whatever, and we got to get in range, and knew if we gave him a chance, we'd have it. And we gave him a chance, and he had it.
Coach, 7 punts tonight. Unofficially, just looking here, I joked with Brady during the broadcast, kept writing the word punt over and over and over again. In that first half, what were you seeing from that Clear Lake team, their ability to kind of stymie the offense there in the first half?
They're just super physical up front, and they played really, really hard, and they were able to counter us a couple of times, and there was a couple of plays that we were so close on that just were foot-touch tackles, it felt like, and but we felt like we could get Cohen running on the backside of our trio, and Cohen did a nice job and got some really tough yards at times, so proud of him tonight, and you know, he stayed super poised. That's another thing. I mean, we didn't turn the ball over, I don't think, did we? One of those things you go through the whole course of the game, but I mean, we forced 3. Cohen was so poised, and that's so important. We talk all the time on our pregame show, you know, how can we win? Well, not turn the ball over, force turnovers, get first downs, and tonight was kind of one of those nights where that's how we won the game. You know, we got first downs and had to punt a couple of times. You don't go into a game and you go, I hope I punt. We punt 7 times tonight, but I felt like Sirks did a really nice job of setting them up with some poor field position at times, and our punt coverage team was really, really good tonight. And so, and then our punt return team, I mean, they punted the ball a lot too, it felt like, and Jack and Flaherty did a great job punt return. And so I think it was one of those nights where it was just a real battle of field position, and we were able to get a score because of a turnover inside their own territory. And then I felt like our kids in that last drive, when they score to tie it up, our guys went out there and knew they were going to win. And that's I think, just huge, you know. And I don't know how they felt, but I know we felt like we knew we were going to win at that point.
As you get to the fourth quarter, battle to try to get into the end zone, you end up scoring that touchdown there with 8:10 to go, and you finally get some points on the board to take the lead. Did it feel like a giant weight was lifted off at that point?
Yes and no. You know, it was one of those where you still are like, man, there's 6 minutes left, and they've got some explosive players on offense, you know, and so I knew that they'd have a chance to score, and they do, and they did, and they tied it up, you know. So it was definitely one of those things where we had to go out and play tough, and they caught us in a play. Credit to them. I thought they had a great game plan coming in. The motion with 88 across and the downhill run that the ISO type play that they ran, quarterback ISO was a tough play to stop. I mean, he does a tremendous job of blocking down, and I mean, he's going to Iowa for a reason. He's a tough physical player. He's big and long and rangy and blocks well, and their quarterback did a great job of just running downhill. And so, you know, credit to them for the game plan they came in with.
So, Coach, to get a win here like this, where is this? I feel like I asked you this after every big win, because there's been a lot of them this year. You go back to Van Meter, you go back to the Clear Lake win, you go back to the Algona win, and then this second win against Clear Lake. Where's this rank in terms of wins for you?
I'm thinking this is going to, I think it's going to have a good shot at number one when it settles down, and it for nothing other than just the fact that our kids battled all night long. And there's just nothing better than that, you know, just the way they fought and battled and played hard. I just was so impressed with them. So proud of them. So proud of these guys.
Solon wins 34-27 over Benton.
I can't wait to invite my friend, head coach of the Solon Spartans, Lucas Stanton, to Mason Mock Field here in a minute when we get off, because that's what I'm going to do, is just give him a nice invite. I love that guy. He's a good friend of mine. Got to know him in the Shrine Bowl here a few years ago. He coached on the south side. So I'm excited to have him come here. It's going to be a tough game against a really, really good football team.
It will be Solon here against Humboldt for the right to go to the Unidome. What was that message post game after a victory like this? Now, your team having a home game, a chance to go to your third appearance at the Unidome in 7 years as head coach.
When you put it that way, it feels pretty cool. I just told him it doesn't matter, though. You know, like, we got to play the next game. And, you know, if you think about it, it's season 3. You have, if you make it to state, to the championship game, you have 4 games, and they're 4 individual seasons, so to speak, where you plan only for that team. You don't worry about anything else except planning for that one game, and there's nothing we can can do or say that allows us to think forward to that. And so really the biggest part of the message, Matt, was just that I love these guys, and I want them to understand that tomorrow the third season starts, and that's the quarterfinal round. We talked to the kids a lot this last week about how there's kids all over this state that would give anything to make it to the first round of the playoffs, to be on a team that's one of the that makes it to the top 16. And so to make it one more step is just another opportunity where not everybody gets that. You know, I mean, the majority of us coaches that stand on the sideline played maybe one or two playoff games. It just doesn't happen very often. So what they're doing is special, and they've got to embrace that special part of playing in playoff football. And then when you get a win like this, embrace that you had to fight like a dog to get it. And the message that I sent at the very end was like, if somebody's going to come into our place, they're going to have to pry it out of our hands before they take it from us. And that's what these guys will do. They'll fight, man. They're going to fight tooth and nail to protect Mason Mock and to protect that opportunity to win.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a hard-fought victory. Instant classic here tonight between two NCC teams with a 13-10 win over Clear Lake. And we look forward to seeing you a week from today in the state quarterfinals, a chance to go to the Unidome against the Solon Stars.
In the stands. We need you fans there loud and proud, wearing your blue and gold.
Well, you heard the man, head coach Derek Ellman. Thank you again, Coach, and congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.